WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of powerful woman energy. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something truly vital. Self-love and acceptance. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another cheesy self-help episode, hear me out. This isn't about fluffy affirmations or pretending everything is rainbows and unicorns. It's about real talk, raw honesty, and building a foundation of genuine love for the incredible woman you are right now, imperfections and all. Because let's face it, ladies, life throws curveballs. Society bombards us with unrealistic expectations. We constantly compare ourselves to others, fall into negative self-talk traps, and sometimes forget how freaking amazing we truly are. But guess what? It's time to ditch the comparison game, silence those inner critics, and embrace the beautiful, unique masterpiece that is you. Here's the deal. Real self-love isn't about narcissism or blind approval, it's about radical acceptance. It's about recognizing your worthiness, flaws and all, and treating yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and respect you would offer to your dearest friend. You know that feeling when you have a bad hair day but rock it anyway? That's self-love in action. When you choose to prioritize your well-being, set healthy boundaries, and say, no, when needed, that's self-love. It's about celebrating your strengths, acknowledging your weaknesses, and learning from every experience. So, how do we cultivate this powerful energy of self-love? First, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, unfollow those accounts that leave you feeling inadequate. Social media can be a beautiful tool for connection, but it's also a breeding ground for unrealistic expectations and comparisons. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that everyone's path is unique. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face challenges. Forgive yourself, learn from those experiences, and keep moving forward with grace. Third, prioritize your well-being. This means taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional health. Get enough sleep, nourish your body with healthy foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Fourth, embrace your imperfections. We all have quirks, flaws, and things we wish were different. But guess what? Those imperfections make us human, unique, and beautifully complex. Learn to love and accept every part of yourself, including the parts you might be tempted to hide. Fifth, celebrate your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you shine? Take time to acknowledge and celebrate your talents, skills, and accomplishments. Don't downplay your successes or let self-doubt hold you back from pursuing your passions. Ever felt like you're constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own? You know that feeling when you say, yes, even when you really want to say, no? This happens all the time, especially for women who are often expected to be caregivers, nurturers, and multitaskers extraordinaire. But here's the thing, prioritizing yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you take care of your own needs, you have more energy, focus, and capacity to show up fully for others. It's like that old saying about putting on your own oxygen mask first before helping others. Let's imagine this. Sarah is a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She constantly puts everyone else's needs before her own, feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. Then, she decides to prioritize herself by carving out time for exercise, meditation, and pursuing a hobby she loves. Suddenly, she feels more energized, focused, and fulfilled. She's able to be a more present and patient parent, manage her work effectively, and enjoy life more fully. See what I mean? Self-love isn't about being self-absorbed, it's about creating a sustainable and fulfilling life for yourself. So, my beautiful souls, remember this. You deserve love, acceptance, and happiness. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, prioritize your well-being, and never apologize for putting yourself first. Remember to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of self-love magic, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of powerful women supporting each other on this incredible journey called life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.